Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The Senate infrastructure bill, the Frankenstein that won't go away. Senate infrastructure bill. There are two infrastructure bills. One of them I'll call the hard infrastructure bill. The other one is what I'll call the soft infrastructure bill, and that is no criticism of the soft one. The hard one costs about $1.2 trillion. About half of it is already funded from prior COVID money that hadn't been spent yet. The other half is roughly $600 billion spread out over 10 or 12 years. That comes out to less than $60 billion a year to build our infrastructure, to rebuild our roads, bridges, airports, water systems, put broadband throughout the United States. This is like rural electrification under FDR in the 1930s. Up until then, there are a lot of places in rural America that did not have electricity. They had no electricity. They were still using gas lamps and candles and things like that. But Abraham Lincoln, back when he was young in the 1830s and 40s, used to use to teach himself, educate himself, and teach himself how to read because he didn't have any schooling. Born in Kentucky, on the frontier, moved into Illinois. So FDR decided to give electricity in rural, and he was opposed by the Republicans. Socialism, they said it was socialism. What, a couple of guys up in Ladysmith are supposed to go, okay, well, here, well, first of all, we'll somehow invent a grid. We'll fly over to Europe, meet with Nikola Tesla. Oh, wait a minute, he died already. Well, somebody knows something about electricity. We'll build it up here. And then we'll put electricity. Come on. Well, broadband is the same thing. Internet, good phone signals. It should be like electricity. Republicans are opposing it. Moscow Mitch is going to filibuster, believe it or not. But the purpose of this segment is to give the status update and how it can still get through. The other so-called soft infrastructure, which has to do with child care, tuition, Medicaid, the environment, building more than 500,000 charging stations around the country, so that when GM, for instance, goes all electric cars by the year 2035, did you know that? They're going to go all electric cars. They've already announced it. Where are you going to charge it? You think everybody's going to stick a plug in their garage and or in a lamp socket in their house? No, there's got to be charging stations. You want to drive to California to see relatives, you're going to have to charge your car just like you're going to have to fill it with gas every couple hundred miles. And there have to be charging stations. And Biden will build those, but Moscow Mitch will filibuster. So how do you get it beyond the filibuster and the fact that Manchin won't bust the filibuster even for individual bills, even for voting rights, SB1 and HR1, even for hard infrastructure, he won't bust the filibuster. So you need 10 Republicans to bust the filibuster. Now, on the hard infrastructure, and the remaining amount to be funded is about $579 billion, just under $600 billion, 22 senators have been working on that, apparently in good faith, and that includes Republicans. And there are 10 Republicans who said they are willing to bust Moscow Mitch's filibuster. And Moscow Mitch is not whipping this issue. Now, what do I mean by whipping? I don't mean with a bullwhip. I mean whipping is W-H-I-P-P-I-N-G. And what that means is they're whips, majority whips, minority whips, and they go around. And they have a system of people under them in the House and in the Senate. And they call people up and they say, this is a whipped vote. You got to vote with the party. And if you don't vote with the party, there are consequences. And everybody has sort of agreed to that in advance. But frequently, there's a non-whipped vote. So you do it on your conscience and what your constituents want. Well, in this one, apparently they're not whipping it. That means everybody can do whatever he wants. And at least 10 Republicans have said they'll bust Moscow Mitch's filibuster. Okay, but where does it stand? Schumer put it to a vote. He put it to a vote Wednesday. And they shot it down on Moscow Mitch's filibuster. They said they're going to work all weekend and hope to get it by Monday. This is what Mitt Romney said. And I was skeptical. I said, sure, Monday. And then Monday they want Friday. And then Friday the one after the August recess and blah, 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 blah. Well, apparently, some of the Republicans actually meant it. They actually meant it. And they are going to work all weekend and try to get the agreement by Monday, by Monday. And if they can't get it by Monday, they're going to try to get it by the end of next week. And apparently the August recess now doesn't start till August 9. And Schumer has said he won't let them go for an August recess. If they are still screwing around on this thing, they got to nail it down. What are the glitches? Well, if this passes, you are going to have good, very good union pay jobs for millions of people for 10 or 12 years. Building our roads, rebuilding our airports, our water systems, our bridges. You know, if the engineers say you got to close a bridge down, I got news for you, you're going to close the bridge down. And for broadband. It would be a terrific thing. It would be the rebuilding of America once in several generations. I'll tell you, one of Biden's allies, one of his allies, in the Senate has said that it has to have water and sanitation and transit funding, or it's going to run into trouble with Democrats. And I don't mean just Joe Manchin. It has to include water systems. Well, that was the original idea. Water systems are in there and sanitation. Absolutely. Transit funding, it's transportation. Roads and bridges and airports are transit. I think there are other transit issues here on buses and all that. This is something that should be able to be fixed. So you stand by. Here's the status of it. Here's the status. 22 senators met, and they're meeting round the clock, and it has enough Republicans in that group to bust Moscow Mitch's filibuster. And they are closing in on passing the hard infrastructure bill. Roughly $1.2 trillion, half of it, a little over, already funded. The rest of it, $579 billion. They're very close to, apparently they figured out a way to pay for it that satisfies the Republicans. There are a handful of mainstream Democrats who say it's got to include water, sanitation, and transit funds, and I agree with them. That should be a no-brainer. That's part of really hard infrastructure. And one piece of good news, the so-called progressives are now saying they don't like it, but they'll vote for it. That appears to be the word. So as long as the squad and those kind of people, as long as Bernie Sanders, who is a terrific senator in the Senate, say, okay, it doesn't give us everything we want. Now we got to go to work on the soft infrastructure, but we'll vote for it. If there are 50 Democratic votes, and Manchin is part of this negotiating team, so he and Sinema would vote for it, and if Bernie votes for it, and you know, Pelosi just whips it right through the House, we could see that before the August recess. They say Monday, I'm skeptical, very skeptical about Monday. By Friday, somewhat skeptical, it's a little better, but it has to be before the August recess or Schumer will shut down the August recess so these guys can't go back and campaign at the various county fairs and pretend they're home folks. We're home folks. Grassley, go up, and I'm home, folks. Well, he's not home, folks. He's been in Washington most of his adult life. He should be put out to pasture. The guy is bad news. I don't want to go off on Grassley. That's a separate issue. The fact of the matter is that we are very, very close, apparently, and I'm delighted to see it. Let's get hard infrastructure out of the way. Then let's do soft infrastructure through budget reconciliation. Moscow Mitch cannot filibuster a veto. Budget reconciliation, although we need a Manchin, Sinema follows Manchin, so we need Manchin, and Manchin is the power broker, and unlike getting rid of the filibuster for individual votes like voting rights, which he should and won't, the fact is that I think on soft infrastructure, he's shown that he will or he may, and he wants a few things, and you're going to have to throw him a bone. The dog is growling. You have to throw him a bone. And they'll throw him some bones, and he'll gnaw on them, and he'll go back to West Virginia. He'll go, they threw us some bones. And, you know, the sad thing is the bones they'll throw him are bad for West Virginia. I don't know. You know, if this guy were actually representing the interests of West Virginia, which is not a wealthy state, that's a charitable way of putting it, he'd vote for all this stuff enthusiastically. He'd be leading on it. He'd be a sponsor. He'd be a sponsor on voting rights. Voting rights, is that bill is supported by 70% of the people in West Virginia. In West Virginia, they want to go, oh, I want to vote. I don't want some character telling me I can't vote, or that somehow, you know, I didn't fill out enough forms. I filled out 2 forms, but they said you have to fill out 3 to vote. And then they're going to come sniffing around and see who I voted for, which is what they proposed in Arizona. And Voss proposed that in Wisconsin. Believe it or not, Voss proposed initially, of course, Evers would have vetoed it, that in areas where it was surprising that Biden did as well as he did, that the Republican would authorize investigators, probably cops, to call people to make sure they voted that way and go to old age homes and scare the hell out of old people and go, did you vote for Biden? I mean, you know, I mean, it's hard to believe, and they'll get scared. One of the Republican state senators said, no, I don't want to put that through. Scare old folks. And if they get scared, and they get scared by the Republican Party, then we're in tough shape. So Evers, but that kind of stuff was proposed in Arizona too. Now, people in West Virginia don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want a Putin surrogate come sniffing around, or, you know, that little dictator in North Korea, or Z of China. We don't need these kind of guys come sniffing around. They're always sniffing. They're always trying to scare people and intimidate them. So anyway, stand by. It looks like there are some good things possibly happening with hard infrastructure, rebuilding our country. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.